Ryan, Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang, and Jonathan Brown on Nova. Straighten up, we have a statesman in the studio.
Mal Walden, a legend newsman of Melbourne, and a journo for over 50 years. Two things. One, imagine Mal Walden on our sister station Smooth FM. That would be cool.
Yes.
Two, I think we should have Mal's Melbourne return.
Mal's Melbourne on 10 News. In a world that's often harsh and cruel, he's a ray of hope because he cares.
That's all we need on this show, a ray of hope. Here's Mal.
I'd forgotten about Mal's Melbourne, Swanny.
I had forgotten about Mal's Melbourne too. Welcome, Mal Walden.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much for inviting me. I was sitting out there and I heard aged care centres being mentioned.
For those,
where am I leading myself into here?
For those people that are under 150, can you explain to us what Mal's Melbourne was all about?
Mal's Melbourne was a sort of a program. It was a segment in the nightly news doing good stories.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. Achievers, doing stories about people who'd overcome incredible odds. Not only physical odds, but bureaucratic odds.
The project's got something similar.
Yes.
Good news stories on Thursdays. Now, you obviously have just 500 years experience in news under your belt, and I just want to ask you a few things, and you just need to answer news or not news. Rod Stewart punishes his children.
Not news.
50 Cent says making hit music is not rocket science.
Oh, news.
Okay, thank you.
Why is that? No follow-up questions?
Well, he says, 50 Cent says it's not rocket science because every day is someone's birthday. So the line, go shorty, it's your birthday, sticks around.
It's not even the greatest lyric from that song, you know that.
Yeah, what is the greatest lyric?
I mean, they're having sex, they're making love.
Oh, that's news.
That's news. Mal Walden, news or not news?
That's the wake-up music. Oh,
Mal Walden, Cam Cranley is reportedly our next Bachelor. News or not news?
It's a little bit of news, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but in a social context.
Yeah, but is that news because it's Channel 10, so you're the news reader
for
Channel 10
and
trying to cross-promote?
No. Okay. I'm not associated with Channel 10.
Fair to say, though, Mal, Channel 9 and Channel 7 news would not be reporting on The New Bachelor, would they?
Of course not, no.
That's true.
Yeah.
And finally, news or not news, Mal Walden, Drake has a house called the YOLO Estate.
Who the hell is Drake?
I'm going to say that's not news.
Thank you.
I'm going to say it's not news.
All right, not news.
Mal, in common with Mal's Melbourne is your book Good News, which is all about good news stories. What a nice departure from the misery.
Yes, well, that was the whole purpose. When the publisher came to me last year and said, you know, after my first book, The Newsman, he said, you've got another book in you. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you, Mark, it's taken me 54 years to write the first one. On that basis, neither of us are going to be around for a second one. And he said, well, you know, you spent your life doing bad news. Why don't you collect a few good news stories? So I went along to the State Library and I did a little bit of research.
Yeah.
Now, here's the theory. You know, you steal one author's work and it's plagiarism. Steal a whole lot and it's called research.
I love it.
So I did a little bit of research, came together with these great stories, untold stories of pioneers, inventors and visionaries.
What's your favourite? What's your favourite story in there?
I think one of the surprising one was in 1987 or 77 when Channel 10 acquired the rights to televise the very first Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Because up until that stage, Melbourne Cup was not seen in Victoria.
Wow.
Not live. Not live. It was broadcast interstate, but not live.
Interesting.
So Channel 10 acquired the rights to televise the first Melbourne Cup live.
Ah.
We thought. Researching it, I found that an inventor had in fact invented a device to televise an image from the Melbourne Cup back in 1885, 3 years before John Logie Baird, the man who invented television, was even born.
Wow.
So these little stories I found were little gems hidden away in the archives.
That's some Back to the Future shiz right there.
And that was just one. You know, I found a dozen of these little stories.
Wow.
What's the... Sorry, Dino.
And Kenzo,
I just out of respect for the man who's got up, you know, from his aged care facilities, made his way here. I just want... How are you enjoying the state of news at the moment in terms of fake news and news that's not news, like Chrissy said? How are you going as an old as an old newsman.
Go easy on the old bit.
Yeah, go sorry, easy.
I'm not in the aged care centre.
No, he's coming with lipstick all over his shirt and smelling like perfume.
As a respected figure of the news industry, how are you feeling in general?
Well, I think it was Mark Twain who said, you know, there are three kinds of lies, lies, damn lies, and statistics. Now you add to that fake news, alternative facts, and truth.
Stuff, yeah.
And, you know, when you actually look back, we invented fake news way back in the 1800s. The Furphy brothers of Shepparton had this water tank that they would take around the arid parts of Victoria, and people used to gravitate to this water tank to exchange unsubstantiated news stories. And by the time those news stories reached Melbourne, there was absolutely no credibility in them whatsoever.
Wow.
So anything that was regarded as incredible became known as a Furphy.
A Furphy.
And a little gem. And now people gravitate to water coolers in offices to exchange unsubstantiated stories. So, you know, certain things haven't changed, just the terminology. Does that answer
your
question?
That's interesting.
You could hold, back in the day, like up until social media, you could hold a breaking story for maybe a day or 2 days,
not
couldn't
now.
You? But now you've got it. Is that why there's so many ordinary news stories now, or left field news stories, because you're trying to fill the news bulletins because everyone's already broke it?
Well,
when,
I mean,
when it actually happens on social media.
It's 24 hours news constantly, and even in mainstream media. You know, mainstream media is going through pretty tough times right across the board, newspapers and, radio, television. Mm. Sort of social media has taken up that slack. And it's, you know, what I wouldn't like to see is it leading the field.
Yeah.
But it's because there's no checks or balances with social media. At least in mainstream media, you have to have
that's
certain
true. Just in case anyone's worried about us in the mainstream media, it's all right. We've got new chairs.
Mel Holden.
We're okay.
You're the best. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mel.
The book is called Good News. It's available in stores and online now. Just before you go, in your rich, beautiful voice, can you say this for me? Good job, Dino.
Good job, Dino.
Yes. Chrissy, Sam and Brown.